When we get on this subject of the name thing, I'm bombarded with emails about the illegality of the name of Jesus. Some are even telling us that this name is a part of a satanic plot to blot out the real name of the Son of Yehovah. I have attempted to convince these naysayers that the name Yahshua is not Hebrew either. If I hear there's no J in Hebrew once more, I think I'll scream. Would you like a second witness from a PhD, no less? Well, this week I was sent an article, thanks Crystal, that excited me. Anytime someone highly educated agrees with me, I get enthused. I wrote to Dr. Michael Brown at www.askdrbrown.org and asked his permission to reprint this excellent article. I'm sure you'll agree that his scholarship is excellent and his conclusions are sound. Whatever differences he and I have are minimal, unrelated to the subject, and unimportant to the point. We've come to the same understanding on the name, and his article only falls short, citing the source of the name Yahshua. I wish to take this opportunity to express my appreciation to Dr. Brown and share his article with you with my compliments. Dr. Brown, I am continually amazed by how many people write our ministry and ask us questions like this one, which came in last week. Some Christians say we have to use the Hebrew name Yahshua. They say calling on a name of Jesus is calling on Zeus, that Jesus is a disguise for the name Satan. What answers do you have for this? Where can we prove that the name of Jesus is correct to use in its English translation and pronunciation? As bizarre as these questions are, the fact that they keep coming up means that they need to be addressed. So here are some simple responses. For more details, see What Do Jewish People Think About Jesus? Question number 38. The original Hebrew Aramaic name of Jesus is Yeshua, which is short for Yehoshua, Joshua, just as Mike is short for Michael. The name Yeshua occurs 27 times in the Hebrew scriptures, primarily referring to the high priest after the Babylonian exile, both called Yehoshua, and more frequently, Yeshua. So Yeshua's name was not unusual. In fact, as many as 5 different men had that name in the Old Testament. This is how that name came to be Jesus in English. Simply stated, this is the etymological history of the name Jesus. Hebrew Aramaic Yeshua became Greek Iesus, then Latin Isus, passing into German and then ultimately into English as Jesus. Then why do some people refer to Jesus as Yahshua? There is absolutely no support for this pronunciation, none at all. And I say this as someone holding a PhD in Semitic languages. My educated guess is that some zealous but linguistically ignorant people that thought Yahweh's name must have been more overt part of our Savior's name, hence Yahshua, rather than Yeshua. But again, there's no support of any kind for this theory. The Hebrew Bible has Yeshua. When the Septuagint authors rendered this name in Greek, they rendered it as Iesus, with no hint of Yah at the beginning of the name. And the same can be said of the Peshitta translators when they rendered Yeshua's name into Syriac, part of the Aramaic language family. All this is consistently clear. The original form of the name Jesus is Yeshua. And there is no such name as Yahshua or Yahushua or the like. What about the alleged connection between the name Jesus, Greek Iesus, and Zeus? This is one of the most ridiculous claims that has ever been made, but it has received more circulation in recent years. The internet is an amazing tool of misinformation. And there are some believers who feel that it is not only preferable to use the original Hebrew Aramaic name Yeshua, but that it is wrong to use the name of Jesus. Because of this, we will briefly examine this claim and expose the fallacies that underlie it. According to the late A.B. Traina and his Holy Name Bible, quote, "The name of the Son, Yahshua, has been substituted by Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus," end quote. In this one short sentence, two complete myths are stated as fact. First, there is no such name as Yahshua, as we've just explained. And second, there is no connection of any kind between the Greek name Jesus or the English name Jesus and the name Zeus. Absolutely none. You might as well argue that Tiger Woods is the name of a tiger-infested jungle in India as to try to connect the name Jesus to the pagan god Zeus. It's that absurd, and it is based on serious linguistic ignorance. Here is another equally absurd statement. Quote, "Basically, to keep it simple, Jesus is a very poor Roman translation from Latin that was also poorly translated from the Greek, which in no way resembles his Hebrew name, Yahushua." Who, get all that? "Moreover, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, the name Jesus, Jesus, is a combination of two mythical deities, Iu and Zeus, or Zeus, a Greek god. In Gnostic and Greek mythologies, they are actually one and the same pagan deity. So, it appears the name Jesus has some documented pagan origins. That's not good. In fairness, some messianic believers disagree and state that there is no definitive evidence to connect Jesus to Zeus. However, I disagree with them." Reference www.wwyd.org. The response to this statement, which has as much support as the last Elvis sightings, is quite simple. We know where the name Jesus came from. The Jewish Septuagint. In other words, this is not some later pagan corruption of the Savior's name. Rather, it was the natural Greek way of rendering the Hebrew Aramaic name Yeshua, at least 2 centuries before his birth, and it is the form of the name found in more than 5,000 Greek manuscripts of the New Testament. This is saying something. The name Jesus is also found in Greek writings outside the New Testament and dating to that same general time frame. Although it is claimed that the Encyclopedia Britannica says that the name Jesus, Jesus, is a combination of 2 mythical deities, Iu and Zeus, it actually says no such thing. This is a complete fabrication, intentional or not. In short, as one Jewish believer once stated, Jesus is as much related to Zeus as Moses is to mice. Unfortunately, some popular teachers continue to espouse the Jesus-Zeus connection, and many believers follow the pseudo-scholarship in these fringe New Revelation teachings. Not only are these teachings and practices filled with error, but they do not profit in the least. So, to every English-speaking believer, I say, do not be ashamed to use the name Jesus. That is the proper way to say his name in English, just as Michael is the correct English way to say the Hebrew name Michael. And Moses is the correct English way to say the Hebrew name Moshe. Pray in Jesus' name, worship in Jesus' name, witness in Jesus' name. And for those who want to relate to our Messiah's Jewishness, then refer to him by his original name Yeshua. Not Yahshua, and not Yahushua. Remembering the power of the name is not in its pronunciation. but in the person to whom it refers, our Lord and Redeemer and King. End of Dr. Brown's quote. I have a bonus for you thinkers. I also recommend an excellent article by Richard Reeves conveying great understanding on this subject. You can find that at www.toolong.com/pages/zeus.htm. Fondly and friendly, Don and Pam.